Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The Pirates are promoting the top pitching prospect in all of baseball, Paul Skeens. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Thursday, May 9th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And the Pirates are promoting Paul Skeens, who is arguably the best pitching prospect since Steven Strasburg. First overall pick in last year's draft. Skeens is 21 years old, a huge right-hander at 6'6" in 7 starts at AAA, a .99 ERA, a .91 whip, 45 strikeouts over 27 and a third innings. Scott, talk to me about the arsenal and what you're expecting here from Paul Skeens.
Oh, there's so much to say. Let's see if I can condense it for the 5-minute podcast. First of all, I'll point out that even prior to being called up, Skeens was rostered in 90% of CBS sports leagues, which is not, you don't see minor leaguers rostered that widely normally. By that metric, he's probably the most highly anticipated pitching prospect ever. And his performance at AAA deserves it. I mean, he's clearly just too good for that level. But we should obviously be excited about him, but there are potential issues here. The biggest being we did not see him really tested the way we didn't really see him take on a starting pitch workload. The most pitches he threw in any start was 75. He went 6 innings in that start, but that was the only time he went even 5 innings. So we haven't really seen if he can sustain that stuff deep into games or if he's going to be allowed to by the Pirates. And the closest we came, I think, was coming off that 6 inning start. His next start came after only 4 days rest. So it was his first time, 4 days rest. And that's obviously what's typical on a 5-man rotation in the major leagues, 4 days rest. So it's something he's going to need to be able to handle. His fastball was down a little bit. And in fact, he gave up his first home run of the season on his second slowest fastball of the season in that start, where he went only 4 1/3 innings, by the way. So 4 days rest, ran into trouble for the first time. Velocity was down a little bit. It was still amazing. But, you know, so much of Skeens' strength, the source of his strength is that, like, he is about to set a new standard for how hard a starting pitcher could throw. 98 pitches have reached triple digits for him this year. That's more than any major league pitcher. And remember, Skeens' start were short. He was throwing far fewer pitches overall, and he still had the most triple digit fastballs of anyone in professional baseball. So, like, that's his key to his strength. How much can he afford to lose if he does lose any going, you know, 4 days rest in between every start, most every start? I don't know. It hasn't been tested, is the thing. And so that would be the concern. Is it a major concern of mine? No, I wouldn't consider it a major concern. I think the stuff is so good that inning for inning, I feel like performance is going to be there for Skeens. But exactly how good is the performance? It would have to be really, really good, because I don't trust that he's regularly going to go 6 innings or even necessarily the 5 needed to get a win, given that we only saw him do that once in the minors. And if he doesn't do that, how impactful can he be in fantasy, really? So Those are the questions for Skeens. I harp on the downsides because the upside is so obvious, and because he's already 90% rostered, that I think him being called up presents a really attractive sell opportunity. It would have to be pretty high. To point out how high it'd have to be, I'm ranking him 25th in my rest of season rankings, partly to emphasize that if you're going to trade him now, it needs to be high. And I'll tell you, I did a poll. I took a poll on Twitter. Would you rather have Paul Skeens or Joe Ryan, my number 26 pitcher, rest of season? 60% of people said Skeens. So the majority of people would consider him in that top 25 range right now. So, you know, if you could pair Paul Skeens with another secondary option and get like a true ace, like a Kevin Gausman or Pablo Lopez, a couple guys who've underperformed so far, I'm absolutely on board with that. And I don't think you should be afraid of trying it, because the value of Skeens is already so high. It's going to struggle. A lot's going to have to go right for him to live up to it. But of course, if he does live up to it, you have an ace the rest of the way, because that's how high the upside is for Skeens. So definitely an interesting case. I do think it's worth exploring trade opportunities right now. But if you don't find something really good, then you should just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Last point I'll add, you already mentioned that Skeens is 92% rostered on CBS. If you play on Yahoo, Paul Skeens is 77% rostered. So just check to make sure that Paul Skeens is not available in your league. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable.
They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.